Second Thessalonians, chapter 2. Brothers and sisters, let us speak about the coming of Christ Jesus, our Lord, and our gathering to meet him. Do not be easily unsettled. Do not be alarmed by what a prophet says, or by any report, or by some letter said to be ours, saying the day of the Lord is at hand. Do not let yourselves be deceived in any way. Apostasy must come first, when the man of sin will appear, that instrument of evil who opposes and defiles whatever is considered divine and holy, even to the point of sitting in the temple of God and claiming to be God. Do you not remember I spoke of it when I was still with you? But you also know what prevents him from appearing until his due time. The mystery of sin is already at work, but the one who restrains it at present has to be taken away. Then the wicked one will appear, whom the Lord is to sweep away with the breath of his mouth and destroy in the splendor of his coming. This lawless one will appear with the power of Satan, performing miracles and wonderful signs at the service of deception. All the deceits of evil will then be used for the ruin of those who refused to love truth and be saved. This is why God will send them the power of delusion, that they may believe what is false. So all those who chose wickedness instead of believing the truth will be condemned. Persevere in faith. But we have to give thanks for you at all times, dear brothers and sisters in the Lord. For God chose you from the beginning to be saved through true faith and to be made holy by the Spirit. To this end, he called you through the gospel we preach, for he willed you to share the glory of Christ Jesus our Lord. Because of that, brothers and sisters, stand firm and hold to the traditions that we taught you by word or by letter. May Christ Jesus our Lord, who has loved us, may God our Father, who in his mercy gives us everlasting comfort and true hope, strengthen you. May he encourage your hearts and make you steadfast in every good work and word.